Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
I want to hear about butterfly body transformation from Jesse Ramos, BBT Fitness. Please tell us all about what you're doing, Jesse.
I am the founder of BBT Fitness. I am a transformative fitness coach. I help busy New Yorkers sustain behavioral life changes to live stronger and healthy lives. However, my clients range from single moms to CEOs. One of my good, really good clients and friend is actually a criminal judge here in New York.
Oh, that's a good point to have.
So that's what I do. I offer in-person and online personalized fitness programs and personal training. I also do meal preparatory services in the Hell's Kitchen area here in New York.
Have you ever known what it's like to be overweight and out of shape?
Actually, I do. My passion is fitness. My passion is helping people live stronger and healthier lives because I used to weigh 255 pounds. I've lost 90 pounds and I kept it off for 10 years.
Good for you.
And you look fabulous. You do.
My mind feels fabulous. And that's when you really, truly unlock your true potential and you feel great. The results come with your passion. The results come with how you're moving, and that's how I found success.
Mm-hmm.
Especially while I was working in retail banking for 15 years. So being overweight was something that I took a hold of as an adult.
So Jesse, what did you do to lose the weight? And what was your secret? What was your transformation? Losing 90 pounds is a big deal.
Keeping it off. Losing 90 pounds, I could lose the weight I need to lose, but I can't keep it off.
Right.
I gain it right back.
It's not easy. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say it's easy because especially when you start fitness and what I've discovered working with people in their health journey is it's especially when you start, most of my clients' age range are 25 to 60. So when you start later, fitness later in life, it's really hard to grasp. And things start happening, things start falling. You're also implementing new strategies and behavioral techniques is hard because you're so used to a routine. So what I did was, I'm 38 years old. So I started my fitness transformation when I was about 22. I've always been around fitness. My grandmother, Terry, she used to take me on walks growing up because she was really energized. She was like this tall and she would just take me on these little walks around the city. But then my dad and his side, they were into boxing and weightlifting. And then my mom and her husband, she remarried, he was a bodybuilder. So in our home, we had all the equipment. And I was like, maybe I should start using that treadmill. But I was not comfortable at a gym. I just started walking on the treadmill. Very simple. Walking on the treadmill, I lost 30 pounds in 3 months. It started as me just walking for about 20 minutes. But then as my weight started to peel off, I started increasing the intensity of the walks. So I would just be in the back room. I just started walking and walking. And then when I started losing weight, I started becoming more comfortable to go outside of our house and use the weights that were there. I didn't know what I was doing. But then when the weights started coming, I started developing a little more strength. And then things just started rolling from there. And it just became an addiction to me because I loved the way I felt as the weight was coming off. So it took me about 10 years to lose 90 pounds. And I did it in 3 stages. I lost 90 pounds in 6 months and I kept it off. No, it was 3 stages. The initial one was 30 pounds in 3 months. I stayed there for a few years. Second piece, another 25 pounds, stayed there for a few years. And then boom. And when I started to plan BBT Fitness and build my website and come up with the name and the idea behind it, I took it right back to me. And I looked at the life of a butterfly. And if you really study them, they're fascinating insects that become beautiful creatures. They start off as a small caterpillar, just wiggling their way, no feet, just wiggling their way through life. What is going on? What is going on? And then they think, forget this, let me transform. And they go through a really painful, challenging time when they just take charge of their life and they wrap themselves around, they get all the nonsense out of their mind, right? And then they emerge as a butterfly, as a beautiful butterfly. And that is exactly my parallel to my life. It's like a mirror, because that was me. I was the caterpillar. I went through a lot of challenges growing up, a lot of being a gay Latino, growing up in a really small conservative Catholic community. It was really hard for me to accept myself. And so I had to really take charge of my life and realize that, you know what, this is my life. I can't be held back by who I used to be. So, you know, I left California 3.5 years ago and I moved by myself to New York City with the bank. And I said, you know what, when people obviously notice my, people that know me know I've lost 90 pounds. I've always been asked, how did you do it? What's your secret? And I lied up talking about fitness because I know how much it's done for me. So I said, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to inspire and lead people to healthier and stronger lives. So Butterfly Body, Jesse Ramos Jr. Body, quit the bank. And that's how I came up with the concept. And it's been 2 years and I've been able to successfully work with over 200 clients.
Wow.
By myself.
That's a big leap to go from banking and to have 200 clients. That's huge. How did you convince people to work with you?
It wasn't more about convincing. It's just about connecting. And I am very strategic with what I do. I was a top performer in banking. I always was exceeding my goals month after month, quarter after quarter. I led teams from the West Coast to West Manhattan, and all of my teams were top performing as well. I always was very strategic in how I'm going to make things happen. So when I live in a high-rise building here in New York City, and we have a very beautiful gym downstairs. Obviously, I'm a member of the gym, but I'm thinking, how am I going to get clients? I don't want to work for anybody anymore. That was my main thing. And so I started posting in our bulletin app where I live and just promoting my services. Hey, I'm a personal trainer, and just trying to meet the community and building that presence. And also social media has helped me so much. Most of my sales come from social media. About 70% of my sales come from online coaching.
So Jesse, for our listeners who maybe can't afford a personal trainer, what kind of exercises or routine would you recommend for somebody who maybe is looking to lose 10 pounds?
For people that want to lose 10 pounds and really don't know what to do, I would suggest just starting to walk, to be honest with you. Well, there's so many benefits to walking, especially if you're new to fitness. That's one of the main things that I still do. But also, you really need to pay attention, because 70% of this is your diet. So what are you eating? Making sure that the foods that you're eating are going to be in line with losing 10 pounds. I work with people and they're like, I can't afford it sometimes. And I'm like, let's dive into it. I want to take it a step further. And then we come up with the plan and we build a routine from there. We build a program specifically for that client. You know, with my services, you know, I offer different packages. So for pricing. So even if you need that guidance once a month, if that's all you can afford right now, then that one session a month is going to give you a lot of information. Because ironically, when I was growing up, I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to teach English. Now I teach people.
Now you teach. Yeah.
Kenya's a fitness coach. Yeah.
And truth be told, I do not like to work out, but I figured out a way to get paid to work out, which is why I love my people. But like when I teach my classes, I have to show up. It's accountability, right? And that's how it started for me. I was like, I couldn't afford a gym membership. I went and got a job at a gym so that I could work out. And that's kind of how it all started. But similar to you, you know, like I found my calling in that, right? And that you do teach, you do, you know, inspire people. It's almost like a ministry, right? I think sometimes we get caught up in like, it has to look like one thing. But the people that come every week, I want them to feel like they've accomplished something and they leave feeling different. So I love what you're doing in the space, because I just feel like everybody kind of needs their own version of what that looks like for them so they can stay motivated. And I wanted you to talk a little bit more about the online coaching piece, because I think that that was a component that kind of blew up during COVID and a lot of instructors kind of fell off a little bit. But I love to hear that you have kept that going as a platform for yourself.
If you follow me at BBT Fitness on Instagram, you'll see that I not only post about physical fitness, because my industry, especially in New York City, is extremely competitive, saturated fitness, online Instagram saturated fitness. So it gave me almost an analysis paralysis type of mentality with what am I going to bring to the table? How everybody knows more than me. But on social media, I stand out because I incorporate this as an entire different lifestyle and living an entirely different lifestyle. So I like to think about fitness and living a healthy lifestyle with the four pillars of health. It's your physical health, your mental health, your financial health and your spiritual health. That's what I promote on my Instagram and across my social media platforms.
You're obviously gaining a lot of success. What do you see happening in the next couple of years?
I see potential. I see big. I see global. I see, to be honest with you, one of my dreams is I want to inspire the world. I will inspire the world to take their health and wellness seriously, because being on the other side is so fascinating. I lost my grandmother last October. And it really sparked a second transformation in my life. And now I feel like I'm at the end. That's one of my secrets to success, is I always think of what the lesson is. And I think, well, man, people can go see Beyonce at the Madison Square Garden. Like, why can't people go and see someone like me or you going to Madison Square Garden and being packed with an auditorium full of people, showing them how to move and feeling good and excited.
And it'd be a lasting effect.
Exactly.
And no shade to Beyonce, right? Well, you're going to do 5 minutes of whatever, and they're going to leave and be looking for the next thing, right? When you're exactly what you're saying is true.
Yes.
Jesse Ramos, how do people find you?
Oh, you can find me on my website at bbtfitness.nyc.
Okay.
Oh, you can find me on my Instagram, BBT Fitness also. And my contact information is on there. I'm accepting new clients right now as well.
And we're so happy you joined us.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.